Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Voice of the American Redoubt. That is Radio Free Redoubt. This morning is the Radio Free Redoubt production, The Morning Commute, specifically with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. Lady Liberty is with me.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. And you all know what today is, right?
Yeah.
Friday is Fired Up Friday. So, you know, it's kind of hard, though, because that's kind of like invading all of our other days as well. You know,
Fired Up Friday.
Fired Up Friday is
fired up
like
every day.
Fired Up Monday. Fired Up Tuesday.
Friday is usually when it all kind of builds up and we just like let it all off so we can enjoy the weekend and, you know, just depressurize. And
yeah, that's right.
It's
that's
maddening
right.
Watching some of this stuff happen.
Well, it's maddening watching all of this happen. I mean, yeah. we were actually getting back on track as a nation. We were making such good progress and, you know, like Jeff Carlson, he's a financial analyst, He describes through the American thought leaders that the little guy has been winning, right?
Right.
You know, and so now we get taken over by this ridiculous coup, mm-hmm. and now the little guy is getting snuffed again, just like, you know, we were fast tracking through all of the, you know, the previous administration's garbage, where, you know, it was just one regulation after another, and it was hacking away at the middle class, and yep. which is what communism is designed to do.
Yeah,
they have to eliminate the middle class cushion in order to establish more of like a dictatorship with the haves and the have-nots, right?
Right.
Heading back into that feudalism that we were talking about on Sunday night's show on Radio Free Redoubt mm-hmm. with the John Jacob Schmidt show. And so, you know, that whole thing of trying so hard to return to feudalism is exactly what their, you know, that's what their goal is.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I came across a good article. I got to find it again. I'm not going to be able to talk about it this morning, but, it was drawing some parallels again between the Roman Empire and the United States, the fall of the United States and, you know, how that happens within is really good. I didn't get to finish it, but, you know, we've drawn those parallels before. And if we're going to use history as a measure, we have a decade ahead of us of conflict. You know, whether it was the Bolshevik Revolution, whether it was the Nazis taking over, or the or didn't last quite 10 years. The Turkish hunting down and killing the Armenian Christians. You know, to Venezuela and the last decade of conflict that they've experienced. It all runs its course, and it will come to an end. And we'll start the cycle over again, and we'll say freedom, right? But what we're experiencing is not temporary. This is not something, and I keep saying this, where we're going to be able to say, oh, man, remember 2020? Oh, that was a miserable year. That was horrible. You know, sure, glad it's all back to normal now. It's just not. Nobody's coming to rescue us. It's right. on us. The founding fathers are not here.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and Hancock and all these guys are not coming to rescue us, to lead us and guide us out of this mess that we created.
Right, right.
Well,
and quite frankly, there's some other discussions that are happening where I'm hearing people say, well, we just need to approach our elected officials and tell them to uphold their oaths of
demand
of the Constitution. Yeah. You know, that, where have they been? Those people that are thinking that have not actually been out there working with these elected officials already, seeing that right. they could care less about upholding their oath of office, yep. right? And
you
so,
know from your own observation that the, yes. the senators and the representatives at the state capitol, you were one of only, you could probably count on one hand the number of representatives and their legislative assistants who actually went through and read the emails and responded to them.
That's right.
All the others, they just sit there and they go through the one of the first items of the day is to open up the email and just hold down the delete button.
Yep.
Gone. Yep. And then they go get a cup of coffee and then they have a meeting and then they... I'm serious. Yep. It's offensive. If you guys could see what happens with your state representatives and your legislators, there's a well-known Christian patriot who is saying, you know, hey, there is actually technically a precedent for impeaching someone who previously held a position or an office. And they're saying, you know, they should be careful trying to do this against President Trump because, hey, this could be done against Comey, Hillary Clinton,
you name it, any one of them.
Right. But guess what? They won't.
Exactly.
But, for folks to say, oh, well, if the Democrats do that to us, we could do it to them. They are not understanding the reality of the current situation.
Exactly.
They are yep. never going to prosecute Hillary Clinton or Comey, especially now. If right. they had an opportunity to, they missed it.
Exactly.
And
yep.
that's not, and why that didn't happen, I have no clue.
Well, and the whole problem being the fact that they have seized and are in control of all of the voting machines, and now they know it. Now they right. can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and these people are still thinking that they can just vote somebody out, or they can vote and it will count.
Yeah.
And we just watched it fail miserably in the enemy's favor.
Cognitive dissonance. This is where somebody says, guys, okay, let's back up and regroup. Help me fight to get the right people in the next election so we can take Congress back.
Yeah.
Guys, you don't realize what happened.
Right.
You're not going to write your congressman and demand they uphold their oath.
Yeah, because they have no reason to.
They don't. They have no reason to. The ones that are already going to. The ones that aren't are part of the deep state. They're not going to change their behavior no matter what you demand of them. Your demands aren't even going to get through because they're just deleting them.
That's right.
The most effective way is to go with a group of people organized and actually go to and schedule a meeting to sit with them face to face while they're in session and express your ideals and your make your case. That's probably the most effective way that I can think of
right.
to get someone who it's not already they don't have a dog in the fight. It's not an issue they really care much about. So if you want them to take notice of it, you have to see them in person and explain the situation. And they'll be like, all right, I'll look into it.
Well, and not only that, not just show up once, but the people that tend to actually have some sort of influence over something, at least a little tiny bit, are the people that pretty much camp out at the Capitol campuses.
They're there all the time.
They're re-establishing that contact about that subject, I mean, like 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the people that finally get the wheel greased, you know, the squeaky wheel that gets the grease, right? And if you're not dedicated on that level, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Because there's so much going on coming down from the top, telling all of these reps and senators what to do from the top down, not the people, the ground up like it should be. We the people are no longer we the people. We are we the governed, just like that website I was talking about yesterday
yeah.
that Glenn Morgan has put up.
That's right.
And that's the whole basis, is that they're doing what they're told from the top down, and that has never been what America has been about since right. the beginning, and now it is so. And they have control over the voting machines. So if they right. don't have to listen to you and they just get paid to just write yes to everything that comes down from the top, why would they want to work? I mean, if it's established that it's just a cakewalk, if they just do what they're told mm-hmm. all the time by the top, they don't have to write these bills. They get these bills that are written from, like, you know, the federal level of these federal regional governance structures.
That's right.
That are just sent to all the legislatures across all 50 states, already written, and they act like, oh, they've introduced this bill. No, they haven't. That same bill exists in like 20 other states.
Yep.
And so they're not hearing from the people. You know, there's so many different times that legislative assistants would come into our office and they go, you answer emails? And I'm like,
you don't?
Yeah, like 1,000 of them a day yeah. for crying out loud. Yep. And they don't. Right. And their rep would just delete them all, just like you said.
Yep.
So it's, I don't know what people are really hoping to accomplish by going to their elected officials. They're used to ignoring them.
Yeah. So the two most effective ways, we'll get into the word. I mean, you just got the word of God opened up there. And so, seeing them in person while they're in session, the other most, probably just as equally, if not more effective, is to become friends with them, work with them, work on their campaigns, put up signs, volunteer to help them when they do speaking engagements, become, develop a relationship with them. Then you have their ear. I mean, you go and you put out signs, campaign signs or whatever. You go out to dinner with them afterward, or you go out to lunch, and you get to actually have these conversations about issues, and you kind of have the king's ear, so to speak. And you can be very effective that way as well. You can actually influence the stuff that they're paying attention to.
Right. And all of that, I appreciate what you're saying. And that is true. That is correct. However, I think that would be good for like a decade ago, right? You know?
Right. Yeah, we're talking about how can you effectively get your elected officials to listen to you? Those are the two real ways.
Right.
Other than that, you're just ignored. And we do need to develop relationships with our leaders. And I've been preaching this for a decade. Those elected officials and people that are established in your local government or your community leaders that you have identified as patriots. You know, they're Christian patriots. They understand our heritage and that it's worth fighting for, because those leaders are going to be the ones out front that people are going to be looking to for answers and solutions, and they are going to need a strong support base behind them.
Right.
You know, and so anyway, well, that's just
yeah, it's
a
just,
lot more.
It's
that's
just,
an hour-long speech there.
I hate to be a downer, but, you know, that's just not even a possibility anymore. I mean, like for instance, what's going on with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican out of Georgia.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, wow, she is the one that is willing to listen to her constituents and represent them when she goes into bringing papers to impeach Biden.
Right.
And then even though her heart is in the right place and she's working hard on behalf of her constituents, then all of the rest of her colleagues trash her and get her out of vote. They vote her out of all of the committees.
Yes.
And so she has zero say. And they're basically saying, no, we've got this other agenda coming from the top that we're following. We don't listen to the people from below anymore.
Oh, you're talking about working within the system. I'm saying when the system completes its collapse.
Right.
There will be a rebuilding. Okay. And that rebuilding is going to be done by us, not the founding fathers, because they're not here. This is on us. This is on our shoulders. This is also going to be on those leaders that we have identified that are friendly to American ideals, that will fight for them. The Greens, the Shea or Heather Scott or Dorothy Moon or, you know, any of these others that have fought for the things that we value in there will be a rebuilding. There are pastors. There are county commissioners. They're outnumbered. It's 1 out of 3, right?
Right.
Where you can find a county where you can actually find 1 out of 3 that's this decent.
Right.
But those are the people that are going to kind of be thrust out on the front edge of a rebuilding after a collapse. That's where we're headed.
Right. I mean, and this is already, we are looking at the collapse. This is it.
Yes.
This is it. The system failed. The voting system completely, utterly failed for the people.
Right.
It was totally successful for the thieves and the people that were willing to import all of these false votes from other nations. And so this is it. This is the collapse. This is the coup. And what we're going to do to rebuild at this point, that remains to be seen, right?
When Trump said, if I don't win this election, China owns the United States. Yep. That wasn't empty rhetoric.
Nope.
That wasn't just speechy words.
He had a very good grasp of it.
That's what we're up against. Yep. Absolutely.
That's right.
So,
well, so we do need to get to the word of the day.
I know. It's a great conversation, though. We're kind of fired up about this and how appropriate.
It's so hard to not be. I mean, my gosh, we are we're Christian patriots. I mean, patriots to the United States and so proud of the Constitution and everything that has happened up until this garbage, right?
Right.
So to watch it fall like this miserably under a pretense of a vote.
Lies and propaganda
coming to full maturity. To people like us, yes. Yep. Okay, so the word of the day, thank goodness that's the good news, right?
Yay!
Yay! Okay, so the word of the day comes to us today from Acts chapter 6, I'm sorry, chapter 5, verses 40 through 42, which read, "And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ." And so that's it. But a little bit of a backdrop of that is this is in Acts when the apostles are on trial. And and so, you know, they're telling them, you're not allowed to talk about Jesus. You're not allowed to speak or teach in his name. And you're not even allowed to bring it up. And Peter, he says, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins."
Yep.
And so, well, of course, that's greatly inspiring to people like us who we are first and foremost the Lord's servants, right? We're patriots next, you know. So our first duty, of course, is always to call both the enemy and the church to repentance, that that God might grant them repentance, and He does grant repentance, which is in Timothy, I believe it's 2 Timothy, that says, "Pray that God will grant you repentance." So, I mean, it's not even enough that you think that you can just repent; you have to be granted repentance from the Lord, and just like that verse that I just read says, Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And so I don't know. I'm not sure I totally have a grasp on the whole
idea. I know,
isn't
that interesting? Because
granting repentance.
Yeah, we've talked about that. I mean, repent, that's something you do. You're supposed to repent.
Right.
So to see where the Lord would grant you repentance, I mean, that's a deep study that you and I actually never got to finish.
Well, and so the opposite of that would be God not being willing to grant you repentance. And what does that mean? What does that mean? So it's not even just a choice that you can make. It's pray that you're granted repentance, I guess. So that's, like you said, that's an in-depth study, and I don't fully understand that, but I accept it. So we just pray
right.
pray that he will grant everyone repentance, and everyone that is called will answer.
There you know? Go.
So
cool. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Sorry about that. Going long again before we got into the word of the day. We just got ourselves all fired up.
Oh, I know.
We almost had it. In the middle of the week, we're just like right in like 4, 5, 6 minutes into it. We're just like, and then we just started drifting back away from it, huh?
That's right.
Well, okay. Well, segment one brought to you by Strategic Landscape or Strategic Self-Defense. The Strategic Landscape Design is our podcast sponsor.
Right.
But Strategic Self-Defense and customized training, professional training, to help give you the home field advantage in your home or your place of business or your vehicles, your firearms, your world. And great folks, great training, great concept. StrategicSelf-Defense.com is the website. And we'll be back right after this.
Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
My friends behind me, Dr. Collins and Dr. Fauci, about whether or not I should take my mask off. And the truth is, although we're more than 10 feet away, I think it's important that I not. It's critically important, the message I'm, you know, that wearing this mask through the next year here can save lives, a significant number of lives.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Minutemen Coffee, brewed right here in the American Redoubt in small batches, never bitter, Patriot-owned business, obviously. And don't forget to use the coupon code RFR to get 15% off. And yeah, we got a $50 purchase is free shipping. So take advantage of that and the RFR coupon code. And also they have subscriptions too. So you can just have it automatically, a certain amount just automatically shot off to you.
That's actually really cool for busy people. You know, I mean, they're going to drink coffee. They need it anyway. And so if you don't even have to worry about ordering it, it just shows up.
Super great coffee. And it's, you're supporting a business, a Patriot-owned business as well. So
that's right. Really good people too.
Yeah, can't go wrong there.
Yep.
All right. Now, one thing that I wanted to do, well, I've been wanting to do for several days, and this is, I think, the appropriate time, because before the break, we're talking about getting a hold of your representative and tell them to uphold their oath and really, we need to rally together for the next election, as if the globalists will ever allow, on the strategic level, the balance of power to shift away from them after this.
Right. Never
right,
again.
So yeah, you'll win a commissioner, your city seat, local, maybe even a few legislators at the state level, a couple senators, but it'll just be enough to make you, it's always designed, and the designers said this, it's designed to be like so close, ever so close.
Yep.
Like, oh, we were just right there.
Yeah, 49-51.
Yeah. They beat us by 1,250 votes, and so next time if we really knock on doors, we'll, right. It's a sham.
Yep.
It is an absolute, it's the biggest scam ever to be perpetrated on humanity since COVID.
Yep. And well, even before then.
Right.
Since global warming.
No, I mean, other than COVID. Right, COVID's probably the second. And then the third one would be the climate change,
global warming thing.
Yeah. So they outdid themselves with COVID. And then this, it's going to alter the world.
Yep.
What just happened.
That's right.
So this is where we are. This is where we're talking about the leaders. Don't think about, oh, you're getting behind your leaders that are going to go and really fight to have pothole funding passed so you'll have better streets. I don't even know what they could even argue about. If they're talking about budgets and they're going through the motions. I mean, it's charades.
Yep,
they're
totally
pretending. Right. So this is why these are the leaders that you need to really be praying about and thinking about, who might be people that will have to have a lot on their shoulders, and they're going to need all the support that they can get. And that's where we reach this point that Thomas Jefferson had in mind when he wrote these words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shewn that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Yes, that right there, the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and it is their duty to throw off such government.
That is the preamble to the birth certificate of our country.
That's right.
That right there is, and you know, we just got a minute left, but we are watching what they are planning to do to anyone who will stand in their way.
Yep.
They're going to use Trump. They're going to use extremists. They're going to lump it all together and make us domestic enemies that must be hunted down. And they're purging our military and our agencies right now of anyone who would not comply with those orders. So what's coming is going to force us, compel us into revisiting our past and how our country, how the United States was founded. But it won't be the same United States that we know of today. But it's just a whole different world now. We haven't quite felt the effects of that yet.
Right, exactly. And so what do we do about that? I really don't think that God is going to say, do nothing. Do nothing and allow the enemy to trample over you.
Yep.
God would never support that. God hates cowards. And God tells us not to fear evil, but for us to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that it may in no way harm us. That comes to us from Luke 10:19, and look it up.
Absolutely. Good words, Lady Liberty. All right, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed and a safe weekend. Stay warm out there. Get those pets out of that cold. All right, God bless you. We'll see you Monday morning.
That's right. Have an awesome, fired up Friday, and blessings to all of you out there.